Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is Exodus 33, the verses 17 to 23. Exodus chapter 33, verse 17 to 23. The Lord said to Moses, "I will do just as you have asked, because I know you very well and I am pleased with you." Then Moses requested, "Please, let me see the dazzling light of your presence." The Lord answered, "I will make all my splendor pass before you, and in your presence I will pronounce my sacred name. I am the Lord, and I show compassion and pity on those I choose. I will not let you see my face, because no one can see me and stay alive. But here is a place beside me where you can stand on a rock. When the dazzling light of my presence passes by, I will put you in an opening in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take my hand away, and you will see my back, but not my face." My theme for reflection is hidden in his hand. The glory of seeing God, hidden in his hand, the glory of seeing God. There is an old story about a young boy who was terrified of thunderstorms. Every time lightning flashed and thunder roared, he would run into his parents' room. One night, after tucking him back into bed, for what felt like the 10th time, his father said, "You know, son, God is always with you. You don't have to be afraid." The boy thought for a moment and then replied, "I know God is with me, but right now, I really need someone with skin." That boy's fear was real, just as real as the uncertainty we often face in life. Like him, we long for tangible assurance that God is near. In Exodus 33:17 to 23, Moses asks for something bold to see God's glory. Moses, the man who spoke with God face to face, wanted more. He had led the Israelites through the wilderness, had interceded on their behalf after their great failure with the golden calf, and had witnessed God's mighty works. But he longed for something deeper, something undeniable. And what did God do? He did not rebuke Moses for asking too much. He did not dismiss him as presumptuous. Instead, he responded with both grace and wisdom. "I will make all my goodness pass before you, but you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live." God then placed Moses in the cleft of the rock, covering him with his hand until his glory had passed. Moses would see God, but only from behind. This passage holds profound meaning for us today. It speaks to the hunger for God's presence, the mystery of his ways, and the assurance that even when we cannot see him fully, he is still at work. Moses had seen the power of God firsthand. He had watched the plagues descend upon Egypt, had stood at the banks of the Red Sea as it parted before him, and had followed the pillar of cloud day by day and fire by night. But for all the miracles, for all the wonders, he so longed for something deeper. He did not merely want to witness God's works. He wanted to know God himself. There comes a time in every believer's life when we realize that blessings are not the same as the blesser, that answered prayers are not the same as the presence, and that spiritual experiences, however awe-inspiring, are only a glimpse of the one who gives them. Peter, James, and John found themselves in a similar moment on the Mount of Transfiguration. There, in the stillness of prayer, they saw Jesus transformed before their eyes, his face shining like the sun, his garments dazzling white. And then, as if heaven had cracked open, Moses and Elijah appeared, speaking with him. It was a sight too glorious to leave behind. Peter, caught up in the moment, blurted out, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us build 3 tent shelters." He wanted to capture the moment, to stay within its brilliance. But glory is not given to keep us on the mountain. It is given to prepare us for the valley. Moses still had to return to lead a wandering, rebellious people. The disciples still had to walk with Jesus to Jerusalem, to the suffering of the cross. A vision of God is never meant to isolate us. It is meant to equip us. Perhaps you have experienced a moment so profound, so spiritually rich, that you wished time would stop. Maybe in worship, in prayer, or in an unexplainable moment of peace, you felt the presence of God so deeply that you wanted to remain there. Those moments are a gift, but they are not the destination. They are meant to send us forward, to strengthen us for what lies ahead. Yet even as we long for more of God, we often struggle to understand his ways. When Moses asked God to see God's glory, the answer was both yes and no. Yes, he would see God's goodness pass by, but no, he could not see his face and live. God's glory is too overwhelming for human frailty. And so God in his mercy gave Moses only what he could bear. How often do we pray, "Lord, show me what you are doing," only to be met with silence? How often do we seek clarity only to be asked instead to trust? We long for understanding, but God reveals himself to us in ways we can handle, in glimpses that sustain rather than consume us. His ways are higher than ours, and often it is only in looking back that we recognize his fingerprints over every detail of our lives. Moses was not granted the full vision of God's face, but he was given something just as profound, a safe place. God placed him in the cleft of a rock, covered him with his hand, and passed by. Moses did not see everything, but he saw enough. And that is what God does for us. He hides us in himself, shielding us from more than we knew, protecting us in ways we may never fully realize. He passes by, leaving traces of his goodness behind. My dear friends, it is easy to trust in God's presence when life is going well. But what about in the wilderness? What about when we feel abandoned, uncertain, and even afraid? The Israelites, despite witnessing miracle after miracle, still doubted. And if we are honest, we are not so different. Even now, in a world filled with suffering, chaos, and unanswered questions, we wonder where God is. But he has not left us alone. His presence remains even when we cannot fully perceive it. Paul reminds us in Romans 8:38-39, "Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, not hardship, not suffering, not even death itself. We may not always see the full picture, but God gives us what we need, his hand to cover us, his goodness to sustain us, his presence to assure us that we are never alone." And that is enough. There are 2 questions for reflection. Number 1, can you think of a time when you only understood God's work in your life after the fact? How does that encourage you to trust him now? Number 2, where is God calling you to step forward in faith, even if you don't have all the answers? Heavenly Father, like Moses, we long to see your glory. We want to know you more, to understand your ways, and to feel your presence in our lives. When we cannot see you, help us to trust that you are still with us. When the path is unclear, remind us that your hand is guiding us. Thank you for revealing yourself to us in ways we can bear, and for the promise that one day we will see you fully. Until then, let our lives reflect your light. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.